Number one, revelation. Men have been given the truth. Verse 18 says, we suppress the truth. Verse 19 then describes the source of that. That which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them through reason and the moral law written in the heart. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they're without excuse. They are without excuse because it is so obvious that a creation has to have a creator, a design has to have a designer. God has inlaid the evidence of spiritual and moral truth and of His own existence and His greatness and His power in the very fabric of man's being. We talk about our five senses, but we have more working in us than just five physical senses. We have two spiritual senses. Reason is one and morality is another. These are so strong within us that they would lead us to God as a creator, a powerful creator. They would lead us to God as a law giver and therefore a judge if we just followed what is implanted in our hearts. In fact, it is so embedded in us, the end of verse 20, that all of us are without excuse. We cannot plead ignorance. And in our country and in the West, we have additionally the Bible and churches and Christian institutions. All the colleges, Ivy League colleges originally founded, were all founded as Christian institutions to train pastors. Throughout the history of this nation, we have had the truth. God has made Himself known through general revelation in creation, perceived by reason, and in the law written in the heart, perceived by conscience. That which may be known of God. God is knowable. Christ is the light that lights all men. Everyone has some knowledge of God evident. I love this important statement, evident in them or within them, in the mind, in the soul, in the reason, in the conscience, in the fabric of what it is to be human. Then you add to that the special